This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Chicago, it's called the Plan for Transformation. The city housing authority there is tearing down every last one of Chicago's infamous high-rise public housing projects, and it's replacing them with mixed-income apartments and townhouses. Some of the residents of the projects will move into the new buildings, but most of them are using federal vouchers known as Section 8s to get into apartments and houses in the private market. In all, 25,000 residents will relocate. Producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister, in association with Chicago Public Radio, have this profile of a woman whose job it is to help these people find a new place to live.
Now, these are the moving trucks. Every day you'll see these moving trucks out here because they're getting these people out of here.
My name is Janine Ingram. I'm with Changing Patterns for Families, and we're contracted with Chicago Housing Authority to relocate people out the different developments, the residents in the CHA housing, to different scattered sites around the Chicago and suburban area.
We're at Robert Taylor, and we're picking up Mildred Singletary and Trina Singletary.
Good morning.
Hey, Miss Singletary.
That's a mother and a daughter.
How you doing?
All right.
My name is Mildred Singletary. I live at 4950 South State.
My name is Trina Singletary, and I'm looking for me a place.
I'm tired of Robert Taylor, okay? I've been living in Robert Taylor ever since I was 28 years old. I am now 65. And when I first moved in Robert Taylor was a very nice place to live. But as the time went by, it got pretty ruggedy. And I am ready to go.
We're finna go to look at a two-flat. And I'm thinking the two-bedroom is on the first floor, mm-hmm. and the three-bedroom is on the second floor. And Trina is looking for a three-bedroom, and her mom is looking for a two-bedroom. And that way they can kind of be together.
I got new windows here. I got a few new windows.
Okay.
These are new, and that's why I said I'm going to get the door to make sure that this is airtight up here.
They go through a good neighbor class, and they're taught to look for different things when they go in an apartment.
In the bathroom,
right here.
They look at the electrical, the plumbing. I won't say all tenants do that, but majority of the tenants come in, and first thing they do, flush the toilet, run the water, open and close the doors, things like that.
How you like it?
It was okay. I liked it because I could have fixed it up, you know. But I didn't.
What, like the bathroom?
Right.
I feel you gonna say that. But you can fix it up like you
right,
said.
Right, right.
You can fix it up. I like that fireplace. I love fireplace.
They chose the unit that they had saw right there because it's closer to Trina's job, and Miss Singletary took it because, you know, they wanted to be together. But I don't think they're 100% happy. I think they're just taking it because, you know they have to move.
Miss Singletary, you okay? What's wrong?
A lot of times what happens is these tenants, they don't really want to move. They used to live. She's lived here since she was 28 and she's 65. This is a change for her.
Is it something I can do?
No, it's not you, sweetheart. It's not you.
They know everybody. You see, they got out the car and they mingled with the people that are standing out here. It's like a family environment for them. So now we're taking them out of an environment that they've been in all their life pretty much, that they're familiar with, that they're comfortable with, and taking them and putting them in a scattered site. Even though it sounds and looks like a better situation, it's still an uncomfortable situation for them.
Well, you want us to look some more?
We ain't got that much time, Janine. I'm just, you know, Janine, about they rushing us up at this bill so quick, you know, it's really hard for us to really just look around. You know, then I got to work, you know, it's just hard. So I'm going to just have to take that, you know, for a time being.
Hey, Lori.
Oh, we finna go now?
Yeah. Lori and I have been out a good, what, 9, 7? Yeah. We've been out a lot. Well, girl, comb your hair.
You going to wait for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And put some shoes on. Sometimes tenants are harder to place based on presentation or how many children they have.
I think she got about 5 kids.
I want to stay on the south because I don't know nothing about the west and the east end. And I heard that it's bad around them part.
You find that a tenant is used to being where they, you know,
where they grew up at. So pretty much they want to stay in the vicinity they're used to, which the south side developments want to stay on the south side, the north side developments want to stay on the north side, west side developments want to stay on the west side. It's comfortable.
We're looking at a unit on 55th and Hermitage. It's a two flat, and it's on the second floor.
See the big picture window? See, isn't it much more sunshiny?
There'll be a coin-operated washer and dryer in the basement, so you can use that. My name is Autumn Hester. I'm the property manager of Area Realty Group. They're coming to do the lawn tomorrow, so that it'll be a lot cuter. We kind of like working with Section 8 just because there's such a need for it right now, that now with all the projects being torn down and stuff, that we have a lot of people that are interested.
What is this?
That's a pantry. When they move in, we usually come in the week after to have a family meeting on the rules and regulations that we expect, just that they keep, you know, the property in condition, in perfect condition, and, you know, keep it clean and, you know, not have a bunch of people on the porches, things of that nature.
I like it.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
It's big. I ain't never seen no big three bedroom like this. I'm gonna take it. Yeah. I'm feeling happy now that I know that I got somewhere to go and I don't have to go to the Ickies and wait for no long period of time to find me some. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Her concerns were, would she be able to move in a timely manner without having to go to the Ickies? The Ickies is another development located on State Street, but she didn't want to move to that particular building because when they mix up the different buildings, sometimes it's gang issues. If they move from one building to another, it can be caused a lot of flack, even if they're not in gangs, but just coming from one building that represents them, one gang to another gang, can be sometimes deadly to one tenant.
Lori, thank you for everything. I definitely appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
It's kind of been enlightening and a great experience to see someone go from one stage in their life to another stage in their life. And you know, sometimes they still call me and say, Janine, I'm doing it. I'm staying. I'm doing well. And that's an exciting process to know that they're able to stay out here and know that they're really excited about having their own new apartment.
Our story on Janine Ingram was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister in association with Chicago Public Radio.